Hello, everybody. I am DJ Shockley. Thank you for joining me for Falcons Film Session. Huge win by our Falcons on Sunday versus the Dallas Cowboys. Let's jump right into two plays that I thought were really good in this ball game. Let's start with Adrian Claiborne. We know Adrian Claiborne has six sacks in this ball game. Adrian Claiborne is starting right over here. Here he is on this right edge over here on this side. Now, one thing I want you to pay attention to is Vic Beasley does a good job up front, and then also the D linemen have what was called a little tackle-tackle stunt. What happens here, they do a good job of pushing the pocket from the middle, and then Vic Beasley does a good job of pressing the pocket on this side. Claiborne beats his guy, but because Dak is unable to step up in the pocket, he's forced around, and here comes Claiborne on the edge. They do a good job of rushing. Now here, Vic does a good job of pressing up the right side. Claiborne's beat his guy, but look at the rush up the middle. They're pushing the pocket. There's the mush up the middle, so he's not able to step up. Now he must step here, but look down the field. There's nobody open. The Falcons are playing two-man coverage on the back end, and you have a guy here. You have Deion Jones who plays the spy, but he also is covering the back here, so there's really nowhere to go for the football for the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. Comes around, makes the play, but still, nobody to get the football to. And if he wants to throw it here, the eyes of the safety are on this particular guy. Deion Jones has this guy wrapped up. This is what you call each and every guy doing his job throughout the entire process. And Adrian Claiborne comes up the big sack. Pushed up the middle. Creates the edge on the outside. Claiborne continuing to give 100%. The guys on the back end doing their job, locking them down. There's a big sack by Adrian Claiborne, one of the six. All right, let's jump into the next play of this was the touchdown pass by Matt Ryan. And throughout the last couple games, there's been a lot of talk about third down execution as well as red zone execution. In this particular play, it's actually on third down and you're in the red zone. Hardy runs what we call a back end route back here. You're going to have Julio who runs a back end route as well. Tevin Coleman runs the under route. And then Hooper has an over the ball. It's kind of what we call a control route that controls this guy or can control that defensive back. Sanu comes and he runs the out route, which takes his guy out of the play. But because you have outside leverage, you know he's going to have inside leverage to get in here on the football. And also, Matt has a great pocket to throw the football. As the play gets started, one guy you got to pay attention to, this defensive back. He has a chance to either break on this route or this route, but he is not because simply he is lost in la-la land here in the middle of the defense. Matt has a great pocket to throw, no pressure on him. They came with a three-man rush, dropped eight in coverage, but still it's not good enough. And the execution on this play with Hardy coming here on the back end line was really good. Each guy doing their job, taking away Julio being the decoy, but Sanu and Hooper also getting those guys out of place. This was a great play on third down as well as in the red zone. Falcons get a big time touchdown. That's what you got to like to have. I'm DJ Shockley. This has been Falcon Film Session. Thank you for joining me. We'll see you next week with plays from the Seattle Seahawks game.